Okay, well, Gary, lots of things to catch up on. First of all, Mo Barrow has gone back. Just give us your reaction to that news.
We are obviously disappointed to lose the lad. He made a great impression on everybody here. Fantastic enthusiasm and energy. And, you know, he was just coming into it with getting fitter and used to the demands of the Championship again. We understood the situation with Swansea, and I think it's no surprise that he might be going straight into their squad now that he's been recalled. We were very grateful for Gary letting us have him, but at the same time we're very disappointed now, but we knew that, and we have to move on. We wish him all the best. Like I say, he's been a fantastic lad and a breath of fresh air around the place.
Not the best of luck from your point of view to suddenly lose him. Does free up maybe a chance of another loan, or are you looking to replace him?
Well, at this moment in time, we have a clean bill of health. Chris Taylor's joined in today for the first time, which is great news. So we'll just monitor the situation carefully and see what we can do.
I've got to ask you about Ben Marshall. A lot of stories linking him with a move away from Blackburn Rovers. Can you just put us in the picture, Gary? Have you had any interest from Wolves? And would you let him go?
Now?
On loan? Yeah, now, on loan.
Wow.
Put him out today, but
there you go, then. That's the first I've heard of it. thought the window closed, no?
It has closed, yeah.
Yeah.
This will be a loan deal.
Oh, a loan? No, you've caught me on the hop there. That's the first time I've heard of it. No.
Was there any interest in Ben during the transfer window? Did you
there was speculation that obviously one or two were interested in, but that's gone now and the window's closed. It's just a loan window. And why would we loan Ben Marshall out to Wolves? That doesn't quite make sense to me, that.
It makes you wonder where some of these stories are coming from.
Yeah, it certainly does. Why would we loan any of those out, you know? That's an interesting one.
And how is he getting on? Do you think? How's his form, Ben?
Marshy, been a regular starter for us this season. You know, last season he finished the season with 9 assists and 7 goals. And, you know, he's got to get back to doing that for us. He showed signs in the games, but we won't be letting him go out alone. It's just, don't know where that's come from, that one. We're getting some good stories at the moment, aren't we?
And Jordan Rhodes is still very much a Blackburn Rovers player. That must be a huge boost for you.
I think if you look at all the money that's been spent in the window, apart from the three that have left here, Rudy, Kingy and Kearney, we've done the best bit of business by keeping hold of Jordan Rhodes. It's as simple as that. It's a fantastic bit of business for the club. You know, he's an unbelievable finisher. And even, you know, he'd only trained one day and played against Bolton. He's still got his opportunities. And what he's had is he's had two great weeks now with us and looks really, really sharp. And, you know, we just can't wait for him to now start scoring goals.
And he scored the winner, didn't he, last year against
Fulham? Yeah, an unbelievable finish. Not enough people gave him a credit for the type of finish that it was and the way that he took it. But hopefully the same performance and the same result would be very welcoming to us.
In terms of the international break, how welcome has that been? Has it been a chance to regroup, or would you have preferred on the back of the draw with Bolton just to get on and carry on and play some more football?
It is what it is. You have to get on with it. It's been a benefit for us. It's been a massive plus that our lads have gone away, the ones that have gone away and returned fit and healthy. So that's the first great bit of news. And then secondly, what it has enabled us to do is get the ones that have, you know, come in throughout the start of the season up to speed, and everyone's looked very good on that and worked ever so hard, and then you get the group back together, and we've done some good work the last 2 days, and you know, we're going into the game on, like you say, on the back of a positive clean sheet, and again, you know, the number of chances that we created, the belief and the confidence is there from the players, and like I say, quite a few of ours now are a lot sharper than they were when they played against Bolton. So that, again, that's another bit of positive news.
If he starts on Sunday, Adam Henley's 50th league start, he's only 21 years old.
I'm delighted for him, and you have to remember he missed a big chunk of that with a nasty injury, which, you know, he's done ever so well to overcome and then maintain. But we often joke with players in terms of where did they make their debuts and what were their first couple of games, and I can still remember him coming on at Wigan, and then his first full game was Liverpool away, and then followed that up with Man United away, and got 4 points out of six in the Premier League that particular time. So it was a hell of a couple of days for him, because he was only 17, I think, at the time as well. He's progressed, he's got better and better, and there's a hell of a lot more to come from him.
Talking of big games, you've got two away fixtures now, both in London. Big spending Fulham and, QPR have just come down from the from
big
the
spending
Premier League.
QPR as well.
Exactly, yeah, I agree. Yeah, presumably you're going to come back in between, which makes it slightly inconvenient, I suppose. Does it?
It is what it is. We won't be staying down there. It's far too long, so we'll be travelling, you know, like you say, up and down for both games, but. They're the fixtures, that's the way it's come out. I think the powers that be could certainly look at, for the sake of the supporters, could look at organising them a bit better than that. For the, you know, some of our supporters have to fork out a lot of money to travel down there and back up and then go back down a couple of days later. I think there's other ways around that they can sensibly look at the midweek fixtures. There's not that many throughout the course of the season, but the way that they're organised is something that they should look at for the sake of the supporters.
Fulham has spent a lot of money.
Yes, correct.
Yet they've not made the greatest of starts. I suppose it's no guarantee that you're going to suddenly fly up the league and top the table.
All we can do is control ourselves, you know. Like you say, I think they've spent well this summer. They've spent more on two centre-halves at the death there than we have done in our whole time here. So, yeah, you know, they've been backed financially by their owner. With obviously the purchase of McCormack last year, which probably started at these escalated figures. So, you know, they've gone out and got some good players.
Because they signed Tom Kearney. How do you feel about that a few months down the line now? Have you missed him? That's the big question.
Yeah, definitely. We have missed him. And we'll always miss him because of what he was and what he was about here, you know. When we first took over, he was the type of model that we wanted to bring into the club. Off the pitch, he was fantastic. He couldn't do enough for people, yourselves, the media, supporters. He was very accommodating for the female section. I think it was probably the best shirt sales we've ever had, so he was very good from that side of it. And then you actually get him on the pitch and he was a good player, and still is a good player, and can only improve. He can only get better. We'd hoped it was going to be with us. We'd highlighted areas for him to improve his game with us, but obviously the bid came in and was accepted, which obviously we didn't want to lose the player. And now he's playing against us, so after Sunday, you know, we continue to wish him well. It'd be a tough afternoon for his mum, because she was a big Blackburn fan.